Rant here. What the hell does Rant mean?
Yeah, we're back with the intro. Fucked it up last week. We're back.
Episode 42. Back in a rhythm.
Yeah. We are light today. Maybe we'll do a heavy NFL.
Do you remember?
No.
You don't remember? Okay. So it was 1990.
Was it new or was it old?
It was 1994. I'm surprised you don't remember this one.
I don't remember any of them. They instantly leave my head.
Some jackfuck 16-year-old was playing golf when he hit a bench out of frustration with one of his clubs, and it pierced his heart. So I found a couple news articles about this. So, well, first of all, this was upstate New York, near like Saratoga. So found one article that said Jeremy T. Breno, 16, was playing golf with friends at the Kingsborough Golf Club about 3:30 p.m. Saturday when he struck the bench with his number 3 wooden club, Fulton County Sheriff's deputy said. So he's using a 3-wood. Okay. Several doctors who were at the golf club administered emergency medical treatment to Jeremy, who was then transported to hospital by ambulance. Several attempts to save the youth were unsuccessful, and he was pronounced dead just before 6 p.m. Found a second article. So
where did he get hit again?
He was he missed a shot on the 6th hole at the Kingsborough Golf Club and, venting his frustration, took his 3-wood to a nearby bench, smacked it in retaliation because he was angered.
Yeah.
The club snapped in half and pierced his heart.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. That's a damn fucking, that's a quality club to just break and be so sharp that it pierces your fucking rib cage and everything goes into your heart. Like that's
as crazy as this is. That's not the only accidental death by golf club.
Oh, I bet you there's fucking more.
I found a couple. In 2005, 15-year-old Rafael Naranjo of Gardner, Massachusetts, died after playfully swinging a 5-iron he'd found in the street at a fire hydrant. His act caused part of the shaft, along with the head of the club, to break off and lodge in his neck. Mm-hmm. Also in 2005, this was just the year of the golf club, apparently, 12-year-old Chandler Hugh Jackson, interesting name, of Frisco, Texas, died in Cunningham, Kentucky, after falling onto a broken golf club at Dogwood Hill Club. A pierce of the club's shaft went through the boy's chest and pierced his aorta.
I found our unusual death for today. There's one that is golf-related as well.
I love it. Can't wait.
Another golf-related one.
And this last one I found, 1951. Edward Harrison was playing a round of golf at Inglewood in Kenmore, Washington, when the shaft of his driver broke while swinging. Pierced his groin. He staggered 100 yards before collapsing and bleeding to death. He bled out from swinging the club, it shattering and piercing his groin.
Was it a onesome? Was he playing by himself?
Good question.
How was nobody able to help you?
He pierced his groin, so it was no longer a twosome down below.
No, that you know your groin is not your balls, right?
Well,
I know you have nothing down there, so you're not.
Depends on where he is, though. Like maybe
somebody says no. When somebody says they have a strained groin, it's not a strained ball.
Maybe we don't know where
the groin is on the side.
We don't know how far it pierced into the.
It would have said it pierced his nutsack. It wouldn't have said his groin.
Would it have actually said nutsack though?
Yeah, depending on the I know in the Fairfield Citizen they would have said nutsack.
What are the editor? We got to change nutsack to ballsack. Come on, Gary.
What was the fucking Westcon newspaper?
Oh God! Don't you still have that
news? Yeah, I don't know where I put it. What the fuck was the name of the Westcon newspaper? We were the Colonials, but what the hell was it called?
I don't remember. The Westcon Gazette.
Oh, I'm gonna try. What's a thing where you're in like a cave and you hear your own voice?
Echo.
Yep, it's the WCSU Echo since 1955.
That's awful.
The fucking Echo. Do you think of? I have to. There's a whole website. Do you think they have back issues where I could find the digital copy of the 2007 week whatever NFL review? Where
that would be amazing.
Referred to the Bears as the Cubbies.
Oh my God! So that was 19. You said that 19 since 1955. Okay, interesting. So almost 70 years of the Western Connecticut State Echo.
Oh, the last I type in NFL on their search and it says, is the NFL rigged from February of this year?
Oh, God.
Alex Rajek. Yes. Dijak? The NFL is, I wish the NFL is totally rigged. Yep. Completely.
Was that the first line? The NFL is totally rigged.
They just fucking leaked the script. So I saw it today. The Giants actually win the Super Bowl because they want them to get. I think if the NFL was rigged, none of the big market teams would ever suck. Like, come on.
If the NFL was rigged, wouldn't the Cowboys have been, you know, to a conference championship game in the last 27 years?
No, everybody hates Dallas. If you're not a fan,
I'm looking at the Western Connecticut Echo.
If you're not a fan of the Cowboys, you hate the Cowboys. WCSU.
Do you want to become an author? Let's join student publications today.
Do we have any eligibility left?
No, do you want to rejoin?
WestCon's women's softball triumphs over Keene State College May 4th.
Let's go.
Do they have no articles from the, like, you know, school started this month, right? They're back, I assume.
Yeah, they have to be, right?
Well, here we go. Congresswoman Hayes returns to WCSU for interview with WXCI from September 8th.
Oh, Johanna Hayes. I always get emails from her.
The fucking goddamn WestCon Echo.
That's a terrible name.
When is WestCon? Was WestCon established in 1955, or did they just not get a newspaper at first? Let's find out. It was founded in 1903 as a teacher's college.
Maybe it was something different.
A teacher's college. As part of the... Well, I figured you'd still have the same lineage, right? It's like a fucking...
So I found it. The Echo is a university student newspaper founded in 1955 and subsidized by the students' activity fees. It has an editorial board which makes strategic and operational decisions on behalf of the newspaper. The Echo is published weekly in tabloid format, though in the past it has been published in broadsheet format. The Echo launched a new website, echo.wcsu.edu, in 2012. So for the first 52 years, they had no newspaper.
Oh, I wonder why we had that newspaper in the first place. Was one of your friends on the fucking... Is that why you had it?
No, I don't know.
I don't remember ever picking up the WestCon newspaper.
Maybe Daniel got it and we just looked through it.
You know what I mean? I forget where I put it, but I still have it. It was just some of the dumbest It was a legit article. I forget which game it was. It might have been going through each game though too. Yeah, but it was like the line of this article for this one game was, they say good pitching beat good hitting, but in the NFL you need both to win. Like that was legitimately published in our school newspaper. I'll repeat that if you didn't get it. This is a football recap, and he said you need good pitching to beat good hitting. But the Packers or whoever it was proved you need both in the NFL. That was a real fucking... The editor, I just baffled that they actually fucking published that. And there were more typos in that. I just don't remember. They called the Bears the Cubbies, and there was something else. Maybe I'll find that for next week.
Oh, my God. I want to get that framed.
I should have done that. Oh, God.
Like, that's this. Honestly one of the I...
They say good... I forget the guy's name who wrote it. It's on there, obviously. But, like, what goes through your mind? Like, is he not a big sports guy?
As he was typing that out, he's like, this is gold, man. This is great. You're a fucking moron. That's what you are.
Like, if you had just said, like, good defense beats good offense or whatever or something, but you said good pitching beats good hitting. And you need both in the NFL. Really? All right. Interesting. I fucking hate it.
I really, really wish that they have, like, digital archives of...
That's the whole point of a website. Come on, scan all your old, like, fucking newspapers. Now I'm on the WestCon website.
I might actually call WestCon. Like, hey, do you have any digital copies of articles from 2007? I'll take every newspaper they had from 2007. It's weekly, so it's only be 52.
And we could read all of the fucking NFL recaps.
It wouldn't even be 52 because they're not in school for 52 weeks. It'd be like, what, 16, 17?
Why did we not read the rest going forward? Does the name Vinny? Is that who wrote it?
Vinny.
Vinny something? I don't know why. Now it's pissing me off and I don't know where I put that. And there's no pause feature on StreamYard and I can't pause and go look for it.
Well,
and
this will be a good continuation for next week
Time I left you alone, apparently you fucking stunk the joint out, according to Bobby.
Because I wasn't ready for it. If I walked away for five minutes, what would you do?
I could come up with some shit. I don't even know what you talked about. You had a topic, too. I think we were talking and you just
We were talking about something, and
let me write this down for next week to try to remember.
You need to find that.
Find the echo.
Let's
do the taste test first.
The echo.
So when these fucking chips blow my fucking mouth away.
Do you think they're going to be that spicy? Or tangy?
Well, it says it's a combination of like spicy, savory, and like sweet and like salty and some shit. It's supposed to taste like tamarind. And then you have those
umami.
Fucking gross ass Funyuns that I couldn't find. I looked for them, but as always, Stop and Shop has nothing.
So literally, I got these like 2 weeks ago, but ShopRite has like an entire setup of these every single time that we go.
It's just wavy Lay's with a Funyun flavor.
Yeah, so it's basically going to be taste like a Funyun.
Read the whole name.
Limited time flavor, wavy Funyuns, onion flavored Funyuns, onion flavored rings.
Ridiculous.
That's the worst name ever. They cost me $4.59. So on the back, it says, who said you needed rings to have fun? Get the flavor of Funyun rings now on Lay's wavy potato chips. Try all four for a limited time. Oh, there's other flavors.
I almost picked up the Ruffles or the Doritos that are Cool Ranch. Now they have the regular chip that are Cool Ranch flavored. I almost picked those up. But
yeah, so the other flavors they have, Lay's Doritos Cool Ranch. We have Lay's Cheetos. And kettle cooked Fritos chili cheese. I haven't seen any of those other ones.
Yeah, I saw everything, but I saw the but it's like it's Cool Ranch, but regular Lay's chips. Maybe I'll get those for next week. But I got this good packaging.
I've never seen those in the store.
Good taste beats good packaging, but in the chip game, you need both to win. Tangy tamarind. We're gonna give these a shot. Oh, hold on! I got another Mountain Dew.
Oh, what kind of Mountain Dew?
It's only going to be 30 seconds, but entertain the masses.
Okay, well, he's walking away. We're going to bet. Okay, so opening these chips, they do not smell like Funyuns. They smell like sour cream and onion. So I don't think that's going to be a good indication.
Sounded awful. So the other Baja, the Baja Gold.
Ooh. So as I was saying when you walked away, I opened these, and they do not smell like Funyuns. They smell like sour cream and onion.
Isn't that basically what Funyuns kind of are? Oh, look at... Holy shit. Oh, it's strong. Look at all the coating on that.
That's a lot. So I will say...
Cooler Ranch.
These taste like Funyuns. They really do.
I don't even know how to describe that taste.
Is it good?
I get like an orangey flavor. I don't even know what tamarind tastes like. It's a little spicy, but not terrible. It's a citrusy flavor. That's what it is. Look it up. Oh, yeah. That's very citrusy. There is a little bit of heat. Okay, now. I was looking it up earlier. I forget what it said, but it was like, I think there's a citrus, yeah, because that's what it exactly tastes like. And then you get this heat. I do like the sweet chili. Because that heat goes away pretty quickly if you just take like a sip of water. So I think these are pretty good. I think I can eat the whole bag.
So it says tamarind ranges from sweet and sour to tangy and tart. Similar to tart citrus fruit, the flavor will also depend on what the fruit is mixed with.
You got to find these and try these. You get like a burst of citrus. I've never experienced anything like that with a fucking potato chip.
Interesting. I'm going to have to try to find those.
All right, let me write this down. I try to keep a recap so I don't have to go back and listen.
So what I would
try the Funyun bullshit.
Yeah, the Funyun, wavy Funyun, Lay's flavored Funyun. It's a stupid name.
Yeah, can you read it again though?
Lay's wavy Funyuns, onion flavored Funyuns, onion flavored rings.
That's just too much.
That's the entire description for the episode.
I got directions for a delivery, and this guy texts one of the associates. He goes, "Tell him to bring it to the side of the house where there's a hook on the side of the porch on the side by the garage." And it was like this fucking convoluted directions. And it basically was just put it on the garage side door. But it was like, it's on the right side, the garage, the porch on the right side by the garage around the, I was like, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to leave?
I would have left it on the sidewalk and be like, it's out there. Good, I was like, luck.
Just say on the fucking side door by the garage. That's all you had to say. You didn't have to give me like 9 different steps.
Was it Kevin Dunn?
I fucking hate that guy. We have to go to her house. I never talked about that. So I've been to Kevin Dunn's house multiple times. His wife orders a lot of stuff. So like I delivered it, not realizing that she was Kevin Dunn's wife. And years ago, one of my friends at work, she delivered to his house. He has this like driveway on one side that doesn't connect to the house via drive-thru, but driveway. And then he has this regular driveway that goes in and around. She parked in that one and she delivered his stuff. And as she gets back to the car, this was like, it was snowing. He fucking starts yelling at her and screaming like, get out of the driveway. They're trying to plow. And he's just like this gigantic dickwad. Everything you think you know about him is probably fucking true. Because he's
was there a huge MAGA flag too?
They have a don't tread on me flag. So, yeah, I was like, I instantly don't like you. And then I found out it was Kevin Dunn's wife. I mean, she seemed nice enough, but like.
She's in it for the money.
I can't imagine. She's way too attractive for fucking Kevin Dunn. Are you kidding? But yeah, he's an asshole. So he sucks it as a producer and he's a douchebag. All right, so Baja Gold. Can you look up what this is supposed to be?
Baja
with, Gold. With a blast of natural and artificial pineapple flavor. There you go. I just answered my own question. Oh, yeah. You get a strong pineapple.
I hate pineapple.
But like artificial pineapple. It doesn't smell like fucking fresh pineapple.
I never have ever liked pineapple in my life.
I don't mind it. It's actually, I wouldn't order it on pizza, but if somebody was like, I have pineapple on pizza, I'll eat it. It's good. Pineapple and ham pizza, it's not bad.
Does it taste pineapple-y?
Yeah, it's not good for soda. Like, it's not disgusting where I can't drink it, but that's not a great soda.
I don't know, just the thought of, like, carbonated pineapple doesn't sit well with me. I mean, granted, Kate drinks pineapple seltzers, which is carbonated pineapple.
I fucking hate seltzer. So gross. Yeah, that's a weird... It's like, get a little bit of the carbonation in the soda flavor, and then it's just, like, pineapple juice. I wouldn't... Yeah, I think the mango one last week was better. This is...
Oh, the Baja Mango, whatever that was called.
What other ones are there? Because I've seen this, the mango. I think there's the regular Baja Blast, and I think there's a fourth one.
There's Baja Blast, Baja Blast Zero Sugar, Baja Gold, and Baja Mango Gem.
Oh, so it's basically the two of them are Baja Blast?
Yeah. And one just doesn't have any sugar.
All right, upon the third sip, it's worse.
It's worse?
It's actually getting worse. Now it's a weird, gross aftertaste on my tongue.
Go back and have a sip.
Like that time we kissed.
That wasn't on your tongue, though.
My tongue was all in you. Yeah, it's just not. This is actually, it's getting worse.
That's not good.
I have to have it. I have to wash this down with a spicy chip.
That's going to give you a different burst of citrus flavor. That's not pineapple.
My asshole is going to be destroyed later. Fuck. I actually kind of like these. I think I'll finish these.
Did you onions when you were growing up?
No, I don't really like a lot of onions. I like sour cream and onion chips, but I hate sour cream and I hate onions.
And see, I'm the opposite. I don't like sour cream anything. I don't like sour cream and onion chips, but Funyuns I loved. I loved Funyuns when I was growing up.
I also don't like ranch, and I never understood why they called it Cooler Ranch. I just thought it was I think I said this before. I just thought it was a cool name. I didn't realize it meant like ranch flavoring. Like, I love Cooler Ranch.
I hate ranch. I hate, like, blue cheese. I hate all that kind of stuff.
Why am I drinking this?
Because you have nothing else to drink.
I have water.
But I'm like, drink the water then.
I'm just hoping this gets better, and
it's just slowly getting worse.
And it looks like I fucking peed in it.
That looks like urine. It looks like you're underhydrated while drinking urine. Ugh.
What was the chips? Isn't there new chips that came out that I tweeted about that I know Stop and Shop won't have, and I couldn't remember what the fuck they were? Are there more new chips that are out?
I don't know.
I don't think it was the Funyuns, unless that's what you tagged me. It was probably a while ago. I'm always looking for new shit to try.
I don't remember, but I'm going to have to look for those other flavors of the Lay's limited time flavored chips. Because it'd be stupid if the ShopRite only has one flavor and they don't have any of the others. Like, why would you do that?
I tweet too much to go back and look through my fucking feed. Except I'm going to go try and do that. What are we talking about next? Did you see Eli Manning?
Chad Powers?
That was I can't like I how do you not love Eli Manning?
Did you watch the entire like?
Yeah, I found the rest of it.
Oh my god, it was so when he was talking about how he was homeschooled. My mom was my teacher and my coach. She was a better coach because she wasn't so smart.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll never end up finding one. Did you see though that I think Alex sent it to us today? Eli was trying to look like his dad.
Yeah. I retweeted that. Yeah, it's like I don't always dress up as my dad, but when I do, I go by Chad Powers.
Think fast, run fast.
Chad Powers. And they made him look like gross. Like he was ugly. Like you could not tell that was Eli. If you were,
you can also tell he's lost a ton of weight since he stopped playing. And he was never big either, but he's lost a ton of weight. He's so thin. He looks good. He can still sling it, though. He can still throw.
Sling TV.
I wish. So while you're looking up that thing on your Twitter, I have
I'm never gonna. I remember it's football season. I can't go through all those tweets.
So I have two Yankee questions for you, totally like separate. Not even about Aaron Judge signing back with us.
These are totally random.
So we're obviously likely going to make the playoffs, whether we win the division or not. We're going to likely make the playoffs. Which would you rather? Knowing that we're not going to win the World Series, like we know we're not winning the World Series, we know we're not even getting there. Would you rather lose to the Mariners or Guardians potentially in the division series and get eliminated first round, like three games?
I always pick the first round.
Or would you rather lose in six to the Astros because you know we would lose to the Astros?
No, I'm not. I don't want to. No, get me out in the first round. I don't want to go through the whole bullshit. Just if you're going to get eliminated, just fucking rip the bandaid off quick.
And honestly, if I'm going to get eliminated,
I don't want to lose to the fucking Astros again.
I don't want to lose to Tampa. I don't want to lose to Toronto. I really don't want to lose to Houston. I would not mind losing to Cleveland. Seattle would annoy me a little bit if Luis Castillo destroys us.
I mean, that would be pretty poetic that they finally make the playoffs and fucking eliminate us, even though we should kill them.
I mean, I do not want to lose to Houston because we can't beat Houston. We know that. We know we can't beat Houston.
Maybe they'll suck.
So now my second question is we're getting closer to hopefully clinching the division. Do you know what year was the last time the Yankees won the division?
They just did it a couple years ago. Was it 19?
It was 2019. We actually did it 3 years ago yesterday. We clinched the division.
Can you tell me playoff spot yet? How have we not even clinched a spot yet?
Because all those teams are so jumbled up for the wild card. Houston finally just clinched a playoff spot yesterday.
Jesus, that's how bad the fucking NL is.
They clinched the division yesterday, but that was the first time they clinched a spot. Can you tell me our lineup from September 19th, 2019, when we clinched the division?
No, of course not. Fucking
there was people that were Yankees.
Judge, LeMahieu were there.
Honestly, was not in the starting lineup.
Oh, he wasn't in the lineup that day?
He was not in the lineup that day.
I honestly don't even remember what year we got Stanton, for Christ's sake. Was that his first year, or was it 18?
I want to say 19 was his first. No, 18 was his first year. 18. Okay, it was after he lost 2017.
I can never fucking remember this shit. I know Brett Gardner was in the damn lineup.
Brett Gardner was playing center field, batting seventh.
Was Hicks in the lineup?
Hicks was not in the lineup. Hicks was injured, I think.
Good times. We could throw it back to them. Who the fuck else was on this team?
There were some obvious ones.
2019, Glaber.
Glaber was not in the lineup.
What were we throwing out there?
You said Stanton. Stanton was DHing, batting second.
Were we so far ahead that we were just like, whatever?
No, we had like actual regulars in the lineup.
Was fucking Voit on the team?
Luke Voit was batting third, playing first.
Man, that fucking time when Luke Voit was our third hitter. So
wait till you get to the cleanup hitter.
Where was DJ?
Leading off, playing second, batting .329, and he hit his 25th home run that night.
I missed that DJ. Was Wilson Benamete still on the team?
It's a little past his prime.
A couple years, I think. I'm so bad at remembering who the fuck we had on these teams. If Judge wasn't playing, who the fuck? I'm never gonna get the obscure bench player that was there for him. Was this like fucking Matt Holliday season?
These were not obscure bench players, actually. For the most part.
What year was Matt Holliday? 2017?
I want to say Matt Holliday was 2017.
Who the fuck?
I'm missing some obvious ones.
I'm half looking for this tweet that I made, and I don't know if it exists, and I'm half trying to figure this out. 2019 New York Yankees, I'm probably better at the fucking like 2000 Yankees, for God's sake.
Same, because it's like the same people. Knobloch, Jeter, O'Neill.
Who else was on the fucking team? Like, I legitimately, where was DJ playing?
Second base, leading off.
Who the fuck was our third
base? So we've gotten our second baseman, our DH, and our first baseman, and our center fielder.
Who the fuck was our catcher at that? I feel like we've had 48 catches in the last. Oh, Gary.
He was off.
I'm done with this.
It was our backup catcher.
All of our good players were off. No, I'm done.
Backup catcher.
No, fuck this.
Who was our backup catcher in 2019? Do you remember?
No, there was too many.
It was Austin Romine.
Ah, fucking Romine.
So who was playing shortstop?
Oh, Didi.
Didi. Who was our third baseman?
Surprise you with that. That's what I can't remember for some reason. Was it Dew?
No. Dew was hurt.
Of course he was. Because why not?
This is who he lost his job to.
Wait, Gio?
Gio. Was batting fifth. He was hitting 323 at this point.
Only 2019. It feels like forever ago.
Our number six hitter was playing left field.
No idea.
Still with the organization in a different capacity.
Aaron Boone.
Cameron Maben.
Oh, still with the organization. No, he's not.
In
he's
a
with the
capacity.
Yes Network. He's with the Yes Network. That's not the organization. Capacity. He's not employed by the Yankees.
The Yankees own Yes.
He's not employed
kind by of. The Yankees. And batting eighth was our right fielder, no longer with the team. We hate his fucking face. He that's also changed his name.
He changed his name?
He changed his name.
I can't wait to fucking hear this. Who do we hate a lot of people.
That's true. I thought me saying that he changed his name.
Mike Stanton?
Oh, he was DHing batting second. It's actually
Stanton was, wait, I thought LeMahieu was leading off.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
The artist formerly known as Clint Frazier was batting.
Why do I not remember? What is his name?
He now goes by Jackson Frazier.
That is fucking hard. Is he even on the big league roster for the Cubs?
No, he's batting 195 in AAA.
Yeah, so he's a fucking disaster. Clint fucking Frazier. I forgot about that idiot. And somebody just asked me about him the other day. I don't like that at all. Why?
It's his middle name. He was kind of re-identify himself. It's what everybody in his family calls him. And apparently his teammates even call him Jackson.
Maybe just like re-identify as a good hitter.
He wishes.
It's fucking terrible.
So we beat the Angels, who won that day.
We beat the Angels?
Yeah, that day that we clinched the division.
I know Cole wasn't on the team yet, so it wasn't him.
Can you guess who started for us?
No. CC Sabathia.
No, but he was on the team.
CC, Cecil, Sabathia. Who the fuck else? I like Tanaka.
It was Tanaka. He won the game. He went 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, lowered his ERA to 4.47.
God damn, I miss playoff Tanaka, though. Can we get him back just for the fucking playoffs? You should be allowed to bring back one person.
I would bring back Mariano Rivera. Because Aroldis Chapman pitched the ninth, lowered his ERA to 2.28. The guy who pitched the eighth inning for us threw only 14 innings for the Yankees that year in 18 games. This guy pitched 18 games for the Yankees, and I have no clue who the fuck he is.
Then I'm never going to be able to get it.
Corey Guerin.
I'm sorry, what?
Corey Guerin.
That's not a real person.
He pitched 18 games for the Yankees in 2019.
That's not a real person. You're lying.
Corey Guerin.
I have no recollection of who that is.
He played for like 9 years. Not for us, but he played 9 years in the big leagues.
That's more Corey obscure Guerin. Than David Ardsma.
I love David Ardsma.
Yeah, he fucking responded to a tweet we didn't even tag him in.
We claimed him off waivers from the Mariners in 2019.
Wait, what's his first name?
Corey. C-O-R-Y. His last name is G-E-A-R-R-I-N. Guerin.
So not even like Bill Guerin? What the fuck? Who?
I have no recollection of him pitching at all for us, but the fact that he pitched in 18 games.
Find a picture of him.
He pitched in 11% of the Yankees games.
How's that possible?
Like, I know he only threw, like, he faced one or two batters, but for the love of God, how do we have these people on our team?
Corey Guerin. And his long hair.
He shot it. He caught it before he became a Yankee.
I don't know who that. I don't know. I've never seen this guy before in my life. That's not real. It's not real.
Like I'm blown away.
I don't like that at all. I don't
know. Do you want to know some of the people who played games? Let's see. Judge was injured that year. He only played 102 games.
Glaber, he's injured every year except for this one in his first year.
Exactly. This 2019 was peak Glaber. He played 144 games when he hit 38 homers.
Juice ball era. The juice ball season.
Edwin Encarnacion played 44 games.
I forgot about him.
This was also the last time Gary was semi-decent. He hit 232 with 34 homers.
It's sad that semi-decent is 232.
This was also peak Mike Tauchman.
Fucking Mike. I love how you said Tauchman.
Tauchman, excuse me.
Mike Tauchman. Don't you disrespect that guy.
Guess how many games Aaron Hicks played?
12.
59.
Fuck, that's way too many.
Hit 235, though.
He's such a moron. Yeah, I think I'm not hitting well because I'm playing inconsistently. You're playing inconsistently because you fucking suck, dude. And you've sucked almost your entire career here.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Good thing we fucking only traded J.R. Murphy for this idiot.
This was also peak Troy Tulowitzki playing 5 games before retiring.
Jesus. I think that might have been a worse contract than Pavano. I'd rather have Carl Pavano for 4 years or whatever he signed.
$40 million.
Only 4 years?
4 years, $40 million.
No, he got 39.95 and then fired his agent because he didn't get the 40 he asked for. Much better contract than fucking Hicks, 7 for 70. Because we're stuck with this idiot.
But also $10 million back then was more than what $10 million is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We all thought Hicks was underpaid.
Yeah, Hicks is a piece of garbage, and he's not going to be on the team next year. There's no way he's on this team next year.
They haven't cut him yet. There's no way they're going to bring him back.
I'm going to fucking – I know I've said this a few times.
They never eat money.
If Oswaldo Cabrera is not playing left field tonight and Aaron Hicks is playing left field instead, I'm going to fucking rage.
I honestly wouldn't mind firing fucking whoever. For these stupid decisions. Stop running Hicks out there. He's fucking bad.
Who do we send down to bring up Bader? It's got to be LeCastro, right?
If he's on the team, then get rid of him.
LeCastro or Andujar, right?
Get rid of fucking Hicks. Like, it's enough. Why are you having him have a roster? If he's on the playoff roster, then, like, what are you doing?
He can't be. Same with Marwin Gonzalez. He cannot be on the playoff roster either.
And why are they even on the team? The fuck away.
Like it's I can't handle it.
Jesus Christ.
Before we move on, I just have to ask you, do you know what our starting rotation was that year?
Yeah, Tanaka, CC, and then fucking three people I can't even imagine were any good.
CC was the Yankees' fifth starter. He had a 4.95 ERA. That was his last year.
2019. Who the fuck was our – I'm trying to throw out obscure names, but like Hiroki Kuroda was way before that.
Let me just put it this way. The fact that we went 103-59 – when before
Tanaka
you,
as our first starter,
Tanaka had a 4.45 ERA. The next starter had a 4.91. We had a 4.03, 4.95, 3.82 was the Yankees' best.
Montgomery wasn't on the team, was he?
Nope.
I legitimately cannot name another starter.
Jordan Montgomery pitched 2 games.
Hey, who the fuck was our starting? This is only like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, this is scary. Scary.
I honestly have no fucking idea.
All right, so I'm gonna go through like our entire pitching rotation here. Tanaka,
I'm trying a complete fucking blank on who the hell we had.
Jay Happ.
Oh God.
James Paxton.
All right, I should remember that.
Domingo Herman. CC Sabathia.
That's an awful rotation.
Other people who got starts that year for the Yankees. Jordan Montgomery started 1 game. Luis Severino started 3 games before he blew out his elbow.
Of course he did.
Stephen Tarpley started a game.
The Tarp started a game. The Tarp is on the field.
Jonathan Loaisiga started 4 games.
We went with openers, I'm guessing, a lot.
Oh, remember, Loaisiga used to be a starter.
Oh, he actually started, like, pitched multiple innings?
I don't think he went far, but he was used to be a legitimate starter. Jonathan Holder started a game. And an obscure 24-year-old that did not last long, Still ended up throwing 66 innings in 2019, but had almost a 6 ERA. Started one game. Nestor Cortez.
Really?
Threw 66 innings.
But he only started one game?
Yep.
I legitimately have no memory of that.
Okay, you ready? You ready for this? Somebody who threw 81 innings for us. Luis Sessa threw 81 innings that year.
Oh, God, that idiot.
David Hale threw 37.
Hailstorm, baby.
Chance Adams threw 25.
What you needed to do is you throw Hale out there and then you bring in the tarp.
Oh, that's...
Hailstorm, harsh. And then you bring in the tarp. That's how Boone should be managing.
Joe Harvey pitched 10 innings.
That's not a real person.
The main relievers for the Yankees were Tommy Canley.
I miss that guy.
Zach Britton. Adam Ottavino, Chad Green, and the closer Chapman, who had a 2.21 ERA.
That's why we had a good bullpen, like a really good bullpen.
Like that's insane. Oh, Dellin Betances was also on the team. But that was a year when he came back from injury, threw 2/3 of innings, and partially tore his Achilles.
I love how you say Achilles.
Achilles.
Achilles. Jeez, we didn't even get to a bracket yet. It's been half an hour.
Oh, my God. Like, it just blows my mind. Just recently, 3 years ago, the fucking people that we had.
All right, let's do the NFL first, and then we'll maybe do one bracket. Let's do fuck week two. Just pull up the games for week three and let's just do predictions.
You got it.
Week two was too, like, I don't even know how to, it's just too frustrating and insane. Like, I don't know what's happening in the fucking league.
Soon to know who's good, who sucks.
The Giants are good. There's two contenders in the fucking AFC that are like legit 100% could see them winning. Chiefs and Bills. And maybe the Chargers, because they almost beat the Chiefs. So, yeah.
Maybe the Dolphins.
The Dolphins look good, too. And then, like in the NFC, like who's beating the Bucks? Really, realistically, the fucking Eagles. Like, well, I don't want to root for the Eagles.
I can't say the Packers will. I can't say the Vikings will.
Because the Packers looked really good, but it was the Bears. And then the Vikings look more like the Vikings should look. But if the Packers keep playing, and also even if they go like 13-3, I would take anybody against the fucking Packers. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't trust.
The Chiefs or the Bills need to win the Super Bowl, period.
I don't think anybody from the NFC is winning the Super Bowl. It's an AFC. Depends on
if the Rams can fix their problems, then maybe, but like, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be Bills or Chiefs versus the Bucks.
I mean, honestly, depending on how the 7 playoff seeds work out in the AFC, the 7 seed in the AFC could probably be legitimately better than like the 2 seed in the NFC.
Probably, unless like if the what's it called? If the Rams get back to normal, yeah, all right. But it'll be them and the Bucks probably as 1-2, and then like I don't know.
I don't. Stafford's elbow kind of worries me now for the Rams.
Yeah, they don't look great.
So the Thursday night game this week. Do you want me to give you the lines too?
Might as well.
The Browns 4.5-point favorites at home against the Steelers.
That is a bad game.
It's a very bad game.
I honestly have no idea how to pick that game.
The Browns should be 2-0 if they didn't choke away that game against the Jets.
That's true. But they haven't exactly been setting the world on fire.
No, but they have a good defense.
I would pick the Browns based on that, but that's like a fucking toss-up.
I would say the Browns too. Some of these games, wow. 1 o'clock on Sunday. Texans at Bears. Bears are 2.5-point favorites.
Why do I want to pick the Texans? I want the Texans. I want Davis Mills to fucking like be good.
He's been awful so far this year.
Has he?
Yeah. I sent the stat
earlier. Who did they play last week?
Who did they play?
Because they're what? 0-1-1?
Yeah, they're 0-1-1.
Great stat line.
So Davis Mills this year, he's struggling on third downs. He's 8-for-19 for 41 yards on passes thrown beyond 10 yards. He's completing 36%.
Yikes.
Yes. It's not what you want.
Who says that? Is that, Rosenberg, LaGreca, who the fuck says that?
Joe Girardi used to say that. It's not what you want.
God. Would he say that in the booth or as a manager?
As a manager. Oh, the Texans played the Broncos last week.
We're frozen.
Are you back?
We're frozen. We froze. Did he say it as a manager or in the booth?
He said it as a manager.
It's not what you want. Yeah, most of this shit is not what we want, Joe. Put the fucking binder away.
And I don't know if you heard me. The Texans played the Broncos last week.
Oh, yeah, that game sucked.
I think the Bears are going to win. Like, the Bears should win. I think probably. The Bears are better than the Texans.
Not a good matchup.
Then we have this rousing matchup of two 0-2 teams. The road team is actually favored in this game by 2.5 points. Raiders at Titans.
Yikes. This is a shitty week for the Giants to play on Monday, where I get to watch full red zone. This is all garbage.
Yeah, it's
yikes.
The Raiders should win. I think, you know, hashtag fire Mike Vrabel, 2 years running.
They're the fucking Titans suck. But they also play the Bills, so it's kind of rough. I'm hoping Derrick Henry at least bounces back. My bench in fantasy though.
He should bounce back. I mean, the Raiders should be better than they've been playing. Like, they blew a 20-point lead to the Cardinals to freaking Kyler Murray, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, that was bad. But that was a hell of a fucking fourth quarter.
There was a lot of great fourth quarter comebacks. That one, the freaking
Miami.
Jesus. Miami. The Jets coming back from 13 down with a minute and a half to go. Like,
that might be the most pathetic one. Fucking Brett. You just let Joe Flacco fucking walk down the field and kill you.
The fact they let them get the onside kick, too. Like, that's literally pathetic.
You can't do that.
So not what we think Raiders, right?
Yeah, they should win.
This game, I don't understand how the spread is only 6.5. Chiefs at Colts.
It should be like 16.5.
Yeah, how is that only 6.5? The Colts.
Watch. I guarantee you the Colts win somehow. They score 40 points. That should be a blowout for the Chiefs.
Colts look terrible. Chiefs should win that running away like 37-3.
I legit thought the Chiefs were going to, or the Colts were going to win that division.
I thought the Colts were going to be good.
Yeah, they should be. They got fucking Matt Ryan. They were good last year with the fucking
Carson Wentz.
They got a
Hall of Fame quarterback. They have Jonathan. Then they got worse.
Their defense must be bad. Like, it has to be. It makes no sense.
This might be game of the week.
What is it? Whoever the Dolphins are playing? Dolphins Bills or something?
It's Bills at Dolphins.
Oh, man.
Bills are 5.5-point favorites.
Hopefully the Bills win, because I just want them to just, like, be dominant. But if the Patriots can finish solid third, that would be amazing.
I kind of want the Dolphins to win, because you know the Bills are going to end up winning 13 games no matter how you slice it. But the Dolphins, if they go like 11-6.
If the Dolphins keep this close, then they're probably definitely legit. But if they get blown out, then it's like, all right.
Well, even if they were getting blown out by the Ravens and
they came back.
Yeah.
And won.
So I think the Bills win.
I would.
5.5-point favorites. I think they probably cover.
It's in Buffalo, you said?
In Miami.
Yeah, they should probably still win.
I mean, it also could be like 90 degrees, but I feel like 115, which could screw with Buffalo.
I think they'd be fine. They should win. But I wouldn't count out the fucking Dolphins. Especially if, although the Bills' defense is fucking really good.
Let's see, next game. 6-point favorites at home, Lions at Vikings.
Let's go fucking Lions, baby.
I want the Lions to win so badly. Like, I love DeAndre Swift. You're a huge...
Like, I fucking love Amon-Ra St. Brown. It's like, you hate DeAndre Swift. That fucking guy's always hurt.
Like, no, he's always hurt, but when he gets a carry, he's good.
At least he managed to, like, play limitedly and do well limited with those.
He put up, what, almost 100 yards and a touchdown.
Insane. But fucking Amon-Ra St. Brown is my fucking boy. I love that dude. And the Vikings are a fucking joke, of course. They have one good week, and everyone's like, everyone thinks maybe they're good now because that new offense, and they still suck.
Yeah, but you know why they sucked last night? Kirk Cousins in prime time.
Kirk Cousins just sucks at life.
Kirk Cousins' prime time is literally freaking the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL.
I don't understand how that's fucking possible.
It really is, though. Like, he's just awful when there's pressure.
Did Dalvin Cook do anything?
No.
Did they even run the ball?
He did nothing. The Kirk Cousins threw 3 picks. Come on. So last night, Cousins was 27-46 for 221 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Dalvin Cook had 6 carries for 17 yards. Justin Jefferson had 6 catches for 48 yards. They did nothing.
He is pretty. He has one in primetime, but he is pretty bad. Or is this just his last? Yeah, look at his primetime regular season games. How does he have this many primetime games?
He lost in primetime last year to Cooper Rush. My boy.
On what team?
When he was on the Vikings. Vikings lost to the Cowboys.
No, the fucking they're not showing that on here. Where is it? Oh, the October 31st, 20-16. His passer rating was 88. Fucking Kirk Cousins. I hate that idiot. Like, I wish they had a different quarterback because I like everybody else on their team.
They'd be so much better with a different quarterback.
That guy. So, what the fuck was the game again? Vikings? Who?
Lions and Vikings.
I think the fucking... I'm going with the fucking Lions.
I want the Lions. I love the Lions. Like, let's go Dan Campbell. Makes me want to run through a wall.
I'm sure they probably get fucking blown out now that there's hope in Detroit.
That's
but as long as we get some fantasy numbers, I don't give a shit.
Very true.
Plus, that's why I love St. Brown. He fucking gets 12 targets a game now.
If only he had a better quarterback, too.
Do you imagine if he had a good quarterback? Like, if he's putting up those numbers with Jared Goff, like, fuck. Lions.
Next game. 3-point favorites on the road. Ravens at Patriots.
I would really think that the Ravens win, especially
the,
after
the Ravens should blow them out.
Let's hope. Let's hope it's like the Jets game.
If the Ravens put up 30 points, I don't see the Patriots being able to score 30 points. Like, I just don't. I don't see the Patriots being able to score.
You don't believe in Mac Jones?
No, he's a bum. Mac Jones is a bum.
The Patriots can't. How many who's the new receiver they signed? Devontae Parker. I think he has like 2 targets in like 2 games.
Yeah, I think he's got 1 catch all season too.
They, like, never throw to him, so that seems smart.
This game, 1 o'clock on Sunday, is going to be really good. Bengals at Jets.
If the Bengals lose, they should just fire everybody. They cannot lose that game. They can't go 0-3.
I just don't understand how bad is that offensive line. They were supposed to have made the offensive line better.
It's worse, and their defense sucks.
Yeah.
But what did Cooper Rush score? 17 points, 20 points, something like that?
20.
You can't be doing that.
And they made Cooper Rush look good. Although
Cooper Rush looked better than Dak did in week 1, which is kind of
Dak was facing a better defense.
Still, it's Dak Prescott. You gotta be good. I hope Dak just sucks. Maybe he's just not good anymore.
All of a sudden, when he was putting up near MVP numbers last year?
And he wasn't even good last year.
He was good last year.
Not really. Every time you watched him play, you're just like, this is not a fucking top 10 quarterback. Wasn't it the year before where he was putting up like almost 5,000 yards?
Well, he got hurt in like week 5.
He was on pace too. Like, his numbers weren't terrible last year, especially for fantasy, but you just looked at him making some bad throws and you're like, the fucking Herbert doesn't do this. Josh Allen doesn't do this.
Last year, Dak had 37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, completed almost 69% of his passes, and had 4,500 yards.
37's not – I would expect more, especially since they were supposed to be good. They were good.
You would expect more.
Yeah, especially with that offense. You have Amari Cooper, fucking Lamb, Gallup. Only 37 touchdowns? Come on. Josh Allen's throwing like
– I don't know if you're being serious or facetious.
He wasn't that good last year. Like, just looking at numbers, it didn't feel like he was that good. Like, I wouldn't try – like, of all the quarterbacks who were in the playoffs, like, I just had no faith in him. Of course, you fucking back that up by not winning. And then what was Shannon Sharpe's rant this year? He wouldn't even take Dak over, like, half the league?
I don't remember him saying that.
Yeah, Dak's just not that good. Let's hope
he had a better year than Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it would – You take Dak over Joe Burrow right now?
Right now, yes. Even Dak with his bad hand, I would take over Joe Burrow.
You put
right
Joe Burrow with a Cowboys line, Joe Burrow's fucking lighting the fucking world on fire. Compared to what he has.
He doesn't
now.
Have Jamar Chase then.
You put him on the with the Cowboys line, he has fucking CeeDee Lamb, same thing. He's almost as good as Jamar Chase is.
Did you know Dak Prescott didn't even come back player of the year last year?
It's because he sucked, I told you. Who did win?
Joe Burrow.
So, who had the better year? Clearly, fucking Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. So yeah, the Bengals got to win that game against the Jets, right? Like, to bring it full circle, it's got to be the Bengals, right?
I don't understand how they're just so bad. Not a Super Bowl hangover. They're legitimately just bad.
Burrow's making some bad decisions.
It's like fucking Stafford with his 3 interceptions a game.
Next game, NFC East matchup, Eagles at Commanders.
Yeah, the Eagles are going to destroy them.
Yeah, Eagles are 6.5-point favorites, so I expect them to destroy them.
God damn it, the Eagles are going to end up winning the division.
Sadly. I kept saying Jalen Hurts doesn't know how to throw until he learns how to throw. I don't believe in the Eagles. I think he learned how to throw. It's sad.
But he didn't do anything in the first week. Wasn't his passing numbers not that great?
They weren't that great in the first week. But
are the Vikings just terrible in the secondary? Maybe that's it. Hopefully. Maybe.
I mean, we'll see how he does against the Commanders. But
if Jalen Hurts knows how to throw, then we're fucked.
Yeah. If Hurts plays like he did last week, he's probably winning MVP.
How did he all of a sudden just learn how to fucking play? Like, come on.
Maybe it's because he got a receiver now? I don't know.
I mean, he doesn't throw to Devontae Smith anymore, it seems.
That's true.
So it's weird. But the Eagles are going to probably walk all over them. I don't trust Carson Wentz at all.
No, Wentz is trash. He's trash. Next game, we got Saints at Panthers. Saints are 3-point favorites.
I have no idea how to judge the fucking Saints. Like, I have no idea. I don't know how Winston's even alive, let alone playing. He's like 42 fractures in his fucking body.
Yeah, he's going to break in half probably. The Saints win this one, I think, going away. The Panthers are not good.
Well, if Baker Mayfield knew how to, like, throw, they would have won last week. Like, he missed at least, like, half a dozen throws. So you're just like, what the fuck?
If Sam Darnold was healthy, I think they would have benched Baker last week.
Probably. They also didn't throw – they didn't use Christian McCaffrey enough. Like, fucking try and throw to him or something. Like, he's kind of good. And Baker Mayfield's fucking not.
Yeah, it's very puzzling to me.
I bet you the Panthers win by like 12.
They shouldn't, though. They shouldn't.
Fire Matt Rule. Man, I know Joe Judge sucked, but at least we didn't sign whatever fucking contract Rule got. I know he got way more money, so we fucking avoided that disaster.
He's got to be the first coach fired. Like, his seat has to be literally flaming. Like, it's got to be on fire, right?
It's like you, very flaming.
Exactly.
He's terrible. He's not good.
The CBS game at 4:05, pretty good. Jaguars at Chargers.
I mean, I would hope that the Chargers win.
Chargers are 7-point favorites.
Especially at home.
But the Chargers are like the worst good team. Like, they should be so much better than they play.
Always. Same as last year. But they at least beat the Raiders in the week one. And then,
but is that their head coach then? Like,
shit the bed last week.
Is that their head coach? Like, they're just not coached well enough? Like, they should be so much better than they are. And they always seem to underwhelm.
He seems like a good coach, but I don't know. I don't know how to judge them. They have such a good defense. And then, like, I don't know. But it looks like the fucking Chargers are definitely the second best team in that division. Because the Broncos are fucking terrible.
Broncos are trash right now.
Like, Russ is just like, he's not fun to watch. He's like terrible most of the game.
The Broncos are moving the ball so well, but they're not converting anything into points.
Their coach is a moron. It was the first game they went for like a 98-yard field goal. And then week two, they didn't trust their kicker and like went for it or punted or something. Like, what are you doing, dude? I think Nathaniel Hackett.
Hackett.
You can't hack it as a coach, guy. You fucking suck, bro. He might be the first coach fired.
No, it's still going to be Rule.
Isn't he a first-year coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, just cut your losses now. He's not good. That whole, like, clock management when they went for that field goal, like, they wasted, like, 30 seconds, like, just standing around. Like, it makes no sense.
That was from the Joe Judge School of Time Management.
Or any Giants coach in the fucking after Tom Coughlin.
The Mike McCarthy School of Time Management. Eagles Andy Reid version of time management.
Oh, brutal.
The 4:25 game, there's two games that are 4:25. I'm curious which one's actually going to be shown on Fox in this region. Rams at Cardinals.
That should be a high-scoring game.
Rams are 3.5-point favorites.
I could see the Cardinals just fucking sucking after that great win. I could see them coming out super hot.
I could see the Rams winning this one like 40-30 or something like that.
That would be fun. unless I'm going up against any of those players, then fuck that. I have to check my 32 fantasy teams.
Then this is probably the game that's going to be shown here. Packers at Buccaneers.
Packers at Bucks.
Bucks are 2-point favorites. I think the Bucks win.
I don't know. They just signed that fucking vax idiot, Cole Beasley, to their practice squad. They have no Mike Evans, no Godwin. If there's any time for the Packers to beat them, it's probably now. But their defense is really good. Interesting. What's the spread?
2 points. Bucks are favored.
I'm going to take the Packers. I think the Packers are going to win. Fucking, we don't need the Bucks to go undefeated. So
that's true.
Nobody needs that.
This next matchup, rousing affair. Falcons at Seahawks.
Yikes. Why move that to 1 o'clock? You should start flexing whenever you can. That's bad.
Seahawks are 2-point favorites.
Kyle Pitts is arguably the biggest fantasy bust. They don't fucking throw to the goddamn guy. Trade him. What do we need to get him in New York?
They're not here to play fantasy football.
How about using your best weapon, for God's sake? Him and Drake London? He's fucking losing all of his catches to London.
London looks good, though.
And then fucking, what is his name? Zacchaeus or whatever the fuck that guy's name is? Zacchaeus?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Fuck out of here. Throw it to Pitts. I wonder what it would take to get him. We'll trade you Myrick.
Probably a couple first-round picks.
But he sucks. It's not like that's our biggest need anyway, but it would be nice to put him in with Daniel Jones so he can get 4 points a game instead of 3 with Mariota. Myrick has a touchdown and Pitts does not.
That's very true. That is very true.
Pirates. I think he has more touchdowns in his career than Pitts does.
I believe.
I think Myrick has more than one, and Pitts only has one.
I believe you're correct.
Sad and disgusting.
The Sunday night game on NBC. 49ers at Broncos.
I feel like it could be decent. So the Niners defense is really good.
Niners are 1.5-point favorites. Hashtag Jimmy G.
I don't even know. That's kind of a toss-up. I'm going to go with the Niners.
I think the Niners should win, especially with Jimmy G at quarterback.
I think Javonte Williams fucked me in week one in fantasy, so I'm just rooting against Denver. I have Judy on a few teams, but he's on my bench or he's fucking hurt anyway. Again, like fucking useless.
He's not supposed to be out long, though. They got good news on him.
It's so weird that maybe Russell Wilson just kind of washed. I don't know.
He's right now this season. Ross is actually through two games actually has good stats, though.
Yeah, but what are they? Because when you watch him, he does not look good.
559 yards and 2 touchdowns.
The 2 touchdowns is bad. So they were in the red zone a lot against Seattle, and they fucking fumbled it twice and kicked 2 field goals. And then they're not converting.
They're getting a ton of yards, but they're not converting anything.
So that's a little misleading, but he's not as terrible as you would think. But the 2 touchdowns is not good. I think Josh Allen had that in like 10 minutes last night. God, he makes me wish I reached for him in the draft.
Joe Flacco got that in a minute and a half.
That's true. He was making me sweat like a 50-something point lead where I was like, if he plays the fourth quarter, I might lose.
At least they benched him after the third.
Yeah, thank God, because Derrick Henry is utterly useless sometimes. And then we got the fucking barn burner on Monday.
Finishing off with the Monday night game.
Jones versus Rush. Or is it Roosh?
It should be Roosh.
Get it?
What a Roosh.
Cooper Roosh.
Cowboys at Giants. Giants currently 2.5-point favorites.
I thought the Panthers were going to fucking disappoint us. Now we're definitely losing to Cooper Roosh, especially after beating the Bengals.
You're going to be 4-0. You're going to be 4-0 before you lose in week 5 to the Packers.
Nope. 3-1, and I'd be really happy. I was thinking about, would I rather lose the first two and then beat Dallas? But being 2-0 was really fucking nice for a change.
We're gonna beat Dallas again, though.
We should, but you their should. Defense is good. If our offensive line can hold up a little bit, and if we can fucking get our pass rush back, maybe we can fucking rush.
If the key for the Giants winning that game is score 10 points.
Come on, you just put up fucking 20 against the Bengals.
Yeah, we put up 17 in the first half and then couldn't do anything the rest of the game.
Yeah, but you still won. That's all that matters. The Giants, what do the Giants have? 19 and 21 or something?
Man, the Cowboys had 3 and 20.
But yeah, the Bucs are a good team.
I mean, honestly, the key
we for also the Giants... suck. When was the last time we beat the Cowboys at home? Like when Dak wasn't playing?
I think so.
That's fucking just disgusting.
The key for the Giants beating the Cowboys is stop Micah Parsons. You stop Parsons, you're going to win. The problem is not many teams can actually stop him.
Just fucking plan against him then. Like fucking Wink Martindale deserves MVP through 2 weeks. Our defense is fucking like nothing on it. And he's making these, whatever he does is like, why would the Ravens ever let him leave?
They're stupid.
Like how fucking dumb are you? He's really goddamn good. Now if we can get Aziz and fucking Thibodeau in.
Which it seems like Thibodeau is going to play this week.
Fucking better.
Leonard Williams is probably out.
Well, yeah, he has the same injury, I think, which is fucking, of course, we lose somebody. Fuck, I just have a bad feeling. Never
like just watching Micah Parsons play, like the dude just gets pressure every time he ever lines up as a rusher. It's amazing.
Fucking Neil and Thomas are going to have their fucking work cut out for them because they're the only good people on our line. Fucking other morons. Just don't turn the ball over. We didn't turn the ball over last week. That's good.
And the only time that Jones turned it over in week one was he got literally murdered. He got murdered. Oh, and then the interception. No, but he got murdered on that fumble.
Was it a lost fumble?
I thought it was.
I can't remember. But, like, I was thinking about it. I would rather have, like, yeah, it sucks getting to the red zone and then turn it over. But at least they have a short, a long field. Like, if you're in your own territory and you turn it over, that's fucking worse.
Yeah.
But if you're going to turn it over, do it at, like, midfield, I guess, Daniel. Just... don't fucking ruin it in the red zone, and then don't fucking do it in your own fucking area. But I want to be 3-0 so fucking bad, and we're not good. But it's so much nicer to win than fucking.
I really, really think you're going to be 4-0.
No, you don't.
I do.
You just do this stuff. No, hoping I mean, you're not.
You should.
I'm sure you. I'm sure you were fucking rooting for the Bengals last week, for God's sake.
Well, I went into the season for the Cowboys before Dak got hurt. I went into the season expecting them to be 0-2 after the first 2 weeks. 2-2 after the first 4 weeks, and 4-4 after the first 8. That's before Dak got hurt. I never expected them to beat the Bucs or the Bengals.
After week one, I was like, oh, Jesus, I don't know about the Bengals, but I'd never expected them to lose to fucking Cooper Rush. Like it's just that's just so bad.
And I bet it's you almost inexcusable.
What if Dak plays on Monday? Comes out like Willis Reed.
They said he's 100% not playing on Monday, but he could be back week 4, which is absurd.
Obviously, it wasn't that big of a break.
They're going to rush him back, which is stupid. I didn't at first. Now I do. They're going to.
If Cooper Rush plays well, they shouldn't rush him back.
No, I mean, honestly, they even regardless if he doesn't play well, the season's lost.
It's not true. It's the NFC blows. They could sneak in easily and probably fucking win 2 games as a fucking 6 or 7 seed.
Eagles are the class of the conference.
The conference?
Yeah, fly Eagles fly.
Now they're the class of the conference. Fuck the Super Bowl champions. Fuck the Packers. Fuck the Bucks. It's the Eagles. It's disgusting. I don't like that.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles world.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Do you want some good news?
No. Is Micah Parsons dead?
No, it's the Yankees.
That wouldn't even be good news. That would be bad news. Maybe if he gets hurt, it's fine. I don't want him to die.
You ready for the Yankees lineup tonight?
Yeah, is Aaron Hicks in it?
That better
be the good news.
Not in the lineup.
Finally. Fuck that guy.
Harrison Bader is batting 7th.
I still don't get the trade. I don't like he never hits, does he? Isn't he just a really great center fielder?
He hits anywhere except at Busch Stadium.
But what does that mean? Is he like a mediocre hitter?
He was like a career 265 hitter on the road, like a 220 career hitter at home.
How's that possible?
Busch Stadium's huge. He can't hit in Busch Stadium.
Well, it's also he plays 82 games there.
He might actually be good for the Yankees.
Even if he is good, why would we trade a starting pitcher?
Because the Yankees don't believe in Jordan Montgomery.
They're idiots. Your philosophy is wrong. He's proved that.
No, because in their minds, he was never going to be in the playoff rotation.
Yeah, because they're telling him to do the wrong shit. He'll probably be in the fucking Cardinals playoff rotation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But he's not the Yankees felt and right now, still feel that.
Right now, who would you rather have starting game one, Cole or Montgomery?
Nestor Cortez is should no, start game one.
You get those two choices. It's like, I fucking kind of trust Montgomery. Plus, Cole just pisses me off. He's supposed to be good. Jordan Montgomery is supposed to be a fourth starter.
Cole is second in the majors in home runs allowed.
He's also second in the majors in being a fucking piece of garbage, overpaid piece of garbage. He's turned me from like he's my favorite player to like I never want to see that guy breathe.
Oswaldo Cabrera has become my favorite player.
He's just like such a fucking moron. It's like one mistake and he fucking starts crying.
Well, like it's like the littlest thing goes wrong and he just crumbles.
It's amazing. Inexcusable. I'm gonna fucking pull up Weddle.
Did you know that Oswaldo Cabrera is actually batting sixth tonight?
Wow, so bad. Who are we even playing? Boston? Who the fuck
Pirates.
Is it?
We're playing the Pirates. The lineup actually looks good. Judge, Rizzo, Torres, Donaldson, Stanton, Cabrera, Bader, IKF, and Trevino.
We have so many people on this team that I fucking hate. Like, we need to cut loose Donaldson, eat his money, eat fucking Hicks's money.
You think the Yankees are going to eat almost $70 million?
How much money? Isn't a lot coming off the books?
Yeah, a lot is coming off the books. Plus Judge. They have not announced the corresponding move to activate Bader and put him on the 40-man roster. So I'm really curious what that is.
You ready for Weddle?
Let's do it.
I'm starting with my boy.
I'm on Ross A. Brown.
Ooh, I got the correct height. And it's a North Division.
Or the rest of the NFC.
Yeah.
So let's go AFC North. So we know it's not a wide receiver.
You know any 6 foot cornerbacks?
Well, this would be an offensive player because an easy one first. What about Nick Chubb?
He's not 6 feet, is he?
Oh no, we'll find out.
5'11". It is a running back though in the NFC.
Younger than 26.
Who's between 23 and 25? A young running back in the NFC. How old is Cam Akers?
Try Cam Akers. It's got to be 22 or 23, right?
Oh, he's even shorter. So it's between 24 and it's 24 or 25 in the NFC East or South. Fournette's East or probably, South. Fournette's older than that.
I can't.
He's better not be like a fucking backup.
Cordarrelle Patterson is older than that.
Definitely.
Alvin Kamara is older than that. Try Swift.
Can you imagine? God damn it. He's fucking. We're progressively getting shorter. 6 feet, 5'11, 5'10, 5'9. God damn it. Jamal Williams is too old.
Well, damn it. Let's guess Boston Scott. He's got to be 5'8.
What about AJ Dillon? He's taller, right? No, he's 6 feet tall.
Well, we can't do AJ Dillon. It's not the NFC North.
Oh, God damn it.
So it's got to be the NFC East.
NFC East. Is it Saquon?
No, we're stupid. We guessed two players in the NFC North on the same fucking team. We're stupid.
It's not the same. Oh, we did.
You guessed Amon-Ra St. Brown, and we guessed.
Why did we say yes?
We're Swift. Stupid. We're
God
stupid.
Damn, we need to pay attention. Fuck.
We're stupid. So it's not. It's got to be the NFC East or West or South. I'm sorry, East or South.
How old is Saquon? He's young. I think he's around 26.
I think he's 25 younger. Or 26. What about Miles Sanders?
He's shorter than that.
Yeah, you're right. So don't even guess him. Don't even guess him. Don't even guess him.
Is Saquon 6 feet? I feel like he is.
I know I'm telling you Gibson can't be 6 feet.
I'm going with Saquon.
Gibson's got to be the right age.
Oh, my God. We're so close. NFC, really? Is it so you think it's Gibson?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is happening right now? Is this just an obscure backup?
Tony Pollard.
He's 6 feet tall?
It's Tony Pollard.
Oh, fucking bullshit. At least he's like a playing second string back. Hey, we're 8 for 8.
We're good.
All right. Give me a defensive player in the fucking, I don't know, AFC.
In the AFC. What about Miles Garrett?
What the hell is Hello Witherspoon? If this is as easy as Miles Garrett, that'll be amazing. All right, it's a something related to a defensive end.
Okay, so at least you know it's a defensive player. But definitely not in the AFC North.
So just in the NFC. What's related to a defensive? I feel like that's linebacker. Just still anything on the defense, though.
Could be linebacker.
Micah Parsons?
Yeah, go for it.
Is he shorter than 6'4"?
I think so.
All right, it's a linebacker. Narrow that down, so then it's basically all you. I did the heavy lifting. Now you figure it out.
Heavy lifting. So it's not the NFC East. So let's think.
Shorter than 6'3".
Shorter than 6'3".
And he's between, wow, okay, so we said 26 and 23 with no yellow. So he's 24 or 25. Oh, no, it's higher than 26, so he's older.
Older, yeah, so an reading older comprehension is hard. Linebacker.
Is Sean Lee still playing?
What about guy in the 49ers, Fred Warner?
What about Love?
What's Love got to do with it?
NFC West linebacker. Fred Warner's only 25.
Well, I thought he was older. So it's an NFC West linebacker. Okay. NFC West linebacker, older than 25.
Can you name me any Seattle linebackers?
A Seattle linebacker.
I don't fucking know any of this shit. I don't know any Giants linebackers.
Giants, you just signed one, Jalen Smith.
You want me to guess him? Even though he's in there.
Damn it. NFC. Don't do it. Don't make that mistake. I'm trying to think of like people on the Seahawks defense. I can think of Quandre Diggs, but he's a safety.
So not a linebacker.
Not a linebacker.
Well, who's a linebacker on the Niners?
We just guessed Fred Warner.
Oh, yeah. And maybe it's the same fucking team. Then who's one on the, Rams?
Bobby Wagner, I think, is on the Rams.
He's old.
That's true.
Fuck yeah. He's 32.
Fuck yeah. This is his first year on the Rams, isn't it?
Yeah. Bobby Wagner. There we go. Fucking Let's four go. For four. Let's eight go. For eight on normal. Robert Bobby Wagner. 6 feet tall. Number 45.
Well, now we got to do MLB Pickle. I mean, while we're here, I mean, we might as well.
Pickled red onions.
I just made pickled red onions the other day. I also did pickled jalapenos.
Shit's gross.
Shit's weak? Wizzeek?
Shit's weak. Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet car. All right, how about, how do you spell Arise? Arez, whatever the fuck that is.
A-R-R-A-E-Z.
Hey, there you go. It's a first baseman who throws right-handed.
Oh, that narrows it down. First baseman who throws right-handed, not in the AL Central. But he also must bat right-handed as well.
Most likely, yeah.
What about Luke Voit?
I actually almost said that. Does he throw right? He's a righty. So.
Yeah, he's righty. Does everything righty. They better list him as a first baseman. Fuck oh you and you're God. Listing him as a DH.
NL East, righty from America within the age of 31.
Pete Alonso? Pete Alonso can't be that old. Never mind. It can't be Pete Alonso. He cannot be that old.
Isn't he like, well, what's the range in this? 3 years? 2 years?
I think it's 3 years.
So Pete's like what? 28?
27? 27 or 28.
Should we try it?
I mean, we can.
Unless you want to. I mean, we have 9 guesses. He's 27. So who are the other first basemen?
Matt Olson, but Matt Olson's lefty.
Yes.
Please. The Marlins first baseman.
Yeah, good luck. I have no fucking idea. I don't even know who the Phillies first baseman is. Ryan Howard still playing?
Isn't it Garrett Cooper, the Marlins first baseman? But he's lefty, so that eliminates him too.
So is it their backup first baseman?
What about Rhys Hoskins? He might be a switch hitter.
He plays first?
Yeah. Hoskins.
Yes. He's 29 years old. So it's within, what, 2 years?
2 years.
Today's player was Rhys Hoskins.
Let's go. You know who yesterday's player was?
Fucking, no, I couldn't even come up with something funny.
Andrew Haney.
Yeah, I would have fucking never gotten that.
Andrew
Haney. I forget to play this every day.
Really? I play it almost every day. There are some days I forget.
I don't, we don't really have anything else. We basically talked about we hate food, talked about the Yankees for no reason, and then did NFL week 3. No brackets. got through it. Save those for next week. Easy enough. I didn't change the banner once today, so I'm not going to fucking start now.
Why even bother? Why even bother?
Let me see if I can find that. Here we go.
You got this unusual death force. What do we got?
Deborah Bedard. Related to Eric Bedard?
I wish.
That was a pitcher, right?
Yep. But he's called Eric with a K. E-R-I-K. I remember that.
Yeah, I don't like that. Deborah Bedard, 58, died after falling from a golf cart onto shards of wine glasses that had broken in her hands in Calaveras County, California. So she had wine glasses that dropped, and then she fell into the shards and somehow died.
That sounds horribly uncomfortable.
Yeah, I once shattered a champagne flute inside my anal cavity.
Did you really?
No, that was a mirror. Sorry.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
What am I supposed to do with the rest of this?
Keep drinking it.
Keep fucking gross, man.
It looks gross. It looks like urine. Interesting. Deborah Bedard. All right. What year was that?
2017.
Okay. Look forward to that.
We have to do sports injuries. I always forget about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was not Bo Jackson. It was the person after Bo Jackson.
I never remember which one I click on. I always get that one first wrong. So whatever I click on is probably wrong.
It was like two after Bo Jackson, I think.
As it doesn't even load, so that's perfect.
Love when that happens. Thank you, technology.
Like, I just click on it, and then nothing happens. No, it was this one. Yeah, we did that guy. Mary, is this who we did? I don't remember which one we fucking did.
You should start writing that down.
Yeah, there's two lists. The green one. Remember that. Tell me next time it's the green one. Joe Theismann, Bo Jackson, and we did Mike Utley's paralysis, right?
Yes.
Steve Yeager's neck punctured by bat shard. He somehow lived, but the fucking golf idiot. Longtime Los Angeles Dodgers catcher Steve Yeager is a cousin of famed pilot Chuck Yeager, who we should know from the Impractical Jokers, Chuck Yeager.
Oh my God, yes.
That's nowhere close to being the most interesting thing about him. Yeager was in the on-deck circle, not even hitting, on September 6, 1976, when teammate Bill Russell, I'm assuming not the basketball player.
I'm guessing not.
His bat shattered on a swing, and a sharp fragment launched towards Yeager, impaling his esophagus. What a sentence. Luckily for Yeager, it missed his windpipe and a major artery. Why not just say the jugular? By an inch, but it still required surgery to remove splinters. The impact of his injury is felt today through the innovations it brought. Yeager's injury inspired the development of the throat protector that hangs in front of the catcher's mask to cover his neck. Wait, what? He's on deck. Nobody wears a throat protector on deck.
No, they don't wear it on deck, but I guess that...
I guess they saw it and was like, hey, that could happen to the catcher. Let's do this.
Yeah.
They also did that in hockey. Brodeur used to wear one of those things, probably after Malarchuk.
Smart, right? Like, because I feel like you're more susceptible being a catcher or the goalie to have that potentially happen than like the fluke, you know, leg kicking up or something shattering.
Well, it would be weird. You'd get it in the side of the throat if it was a fucking catcher, right? You'd swing and probably flip around back. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Well, Judge last week on his backswing, he nailed the catcher in the back of the head.
Those are always classic.
Or when freaking the catcher on whatever the hell team we were just playing, threw the ball back to the pitcher and smashed Marwin Gonzalez in the head who was hitting, which I've never seen in my life.
He did us a solid, though.
That is true. It got him out of the game. Well, and hopefully never Hicks to play again.
Should have been Hicks.
That's probably why we activated Rizzo on Sunday. Marwin couldn't play because he got hit in the head.
Yeah, that was a weird fucking play.
I've never seen that in my life. People on Twitter were like, he should be ejected. He did that intentional. Fuck you.
I've seen it when it like throwing to first, maybe when he gets up and the batter's in the way, but throwing it back to the pitcher.
Or like, potentially like the runner stealing the batter, like falls over to the like over the plate and gets hit. Like I could see that. Just throwing the ball back to the pitcher, and he hit him hard too.
Thank you for writing green one on the fucking Google Doc.
I got you.
Green one.
You said the green one.
I'll put that with the sports injuries post. Green one. There we go. All right.
All right. So we got some birthdays today. Have you ever heard of this person, Sophia Loren?
Yeah, of course. Have you not?
I wasn't sure if you had heard of her. She turns 87 today.
Still alive. Still kicking it. Probably still hot.
Probably. George R.R. Martin turns 74 today.
Yeah, I'm watching one of his shows.
Which one?
The House of the Dragon.
Is it good? That's the Game of Thrones prequel, isn't it?
I mean, I'm not really into the medieval stuff, but it is good. I watch it because my friends at work like it, so I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And it's good. It's I'm not like obsessed with it, but it is really good. Still never finished Game of Thrones, though.
I've never seen a single episode of Game of Thrones. I know I've said that before. Just it's
a lot. It's a lot to get into. I mean, I'm sure you'd like it, but it's fucking. It's a long watch. Long. Not good to binge.
Let's see. I actually have a couple hockey ones for you, too.
Yeah?
Guy Lafleur turns, or would have turned. He died early this year, didn't he?
Did he?
I think
What are we on, deaths?
No, this is his birthday. He would have been 71 today, but I believe he died.
Why are you giving me dead people's birthdays?
I gotta
give Guy Lafleur.
Fucking Guy Lafleur. Let's see. John Bernthal turns 46 today.
Fucking love that guy. I can't believe I met him before he was the Punisher.
Hopefully hopefully he comes back into the Marvel Universe somehow, some way. I
fucking wish. Give me Punisher movies with Bernthal. Holy shit.
So we're watching She-Hulk right now. And spoilers in case anybody out there has watched She-Hulk or is watching She-Hulk. They ended the last episode with kind of an Easter egg. And it was Daredevil's mask. Because I think he's going to be in the show.
That show is like seems like the complete opposite of Daredevil. Like it's not serious at all.
It's a comedy, which is interesting.
Yeah, why is Matt keep Daredevil away from that fucking show?
It's going to be interesting how they do it.
I don't think I could be less interested in a show than that.
It's not my favorite, but it's so different than any of the other Marvel shows, which is what makes it entertaining.
It just that'd probably be dead last on the things I have to watch for Marvel. If I was getting into Marvel, fair probably enough. Last.
That's fair. She-Hulk.
But at least fucking Mark Ruffalo's in it.
Yeah, so is the guy who plays Wong, who's in all the Doctor Strange movies.
Yeah.
If you saw him, you'd recognize him.
I've seen – he was probably in fucking Endgame or whatever I saw.
Yeah, he was in a lot of those, yeah.
That fucking guy, yeah.
Dante Hall turns 44 today, the human joystick.
Oh, I missed that guy. Was he on the Chiefs?
Chiefs also played for – he played for like two other teams. I'm pretty sure he played for
– he was like Devin Hester before Devin Hester.
Yes, and he was more well-known for the Chiefs, but he also played for the Rams. Yes, the Rams. He finished his career with the Rams. The Chiefs traded him to the Rams for a third and a fifth round pick.
Wow.
Look what only who does returns.
Look what Asuka just posted on Instagram. I don't know who her guy is for Photoshop, but like that's her, Bianca, and Alexa in Adventures for Babysitting. Underrated 80s movie. Fucking love that movie. A young Vincent D'Onofrio plays Thor, or a guy who looks like Thor.
Really? I did not know that.
The very young Vincent D'Onofrio. The incomparable Elizabeth Shue.
Interesting. Let's see. We got deaths that happened today.
Today?
Like right now, like this very minute. Yeah. On this day in 1863, Jacob Grimm died at the age of 78.
What was his nickname? The Reaper?
Yeah, he wishes. Known for Grimm's fairy tales.
Ah. If your name's Grimm, how do you not go by the Reaper? Come on.
That's very true. That is very true.
I'm changing my name. It's either Reaper or Dandruff Sandwich.
Turd Sandwich.
One of those two. The giant douche and turd sandwich.
I love how you don't watch South Park, but you've seen that episode.
That was from like what? 2008-ish?
Probably earlier than that. You're either voting for
It has to be an election year, right?
It could be 2004.
Actually, it might have been, because that's when like the Michael Jackson episode came out. Like that's when I was really into South Park. I almost wrote turn sandwich. I can't spell it all. Holy fuck, it looked like you texted this.
While you're looking that up.
Season 8, episode 8 in 2004.
That's great. So
it was the 2004 election. To be honest, I didn't vote in that election because I did not want to vote for George Bush. Because I thought John Kerry sucked.
Yep.
Like, he sucked. And I was like, I can't vote. There's no way I'm saying I voted for George W.
Giant Bush. Giant doucher, turd sandwich.
So that's literally what we got.
surprisingly, keeping it politics, on this day in 1947, a former New York City Republican mayor, Fiorella LaGuardia, died at the age of 64.
Dude's airport.
Has the airport named after him?
No, he was named. No, you know it was the other way around?
I don't think it was.
His parents flew into there when they first immigrated here from Sicily. Oh. And they named them, they changed his name to LaGuardia. Well, immediately upon landing. Their last name was actually Ramey, and they changed it to LaGuardia.
How'd they come up with Fiorella?
I don't know. They saw it on a sign. It was like a breakfast sandwich.
Not
bad. True story. You can Google it. Trust me.
And on this day in 2014, Rob Baronis, a kicker for the Titans, died in a car crash while drunk at the age of 36. Go fuck yourself, Rob Baronis.
Why do I not remember him dying? I remember that name.
I had no idea he died until I saw this. I had no idea he died 8 years ago.
Yeah, I had no fucking idea. Holy shit. What a moron. Good thing he didn't kill anybody else.
Yes. Very true. Let's see. On this day in 1984, speaking of jackasses, The Cosby Show premiered on NBC. Hold on.
Do you know anything about Rob Baronis?
No.
Terry Bradshaw's son-in-law.
What?
He married Rachel Bradshaw in 2014, daughter of Terry Bradshaw.
When in 2014? Because he died that year.
Oh, shit. Really? Fucking June.
And he died in September.
3 months later. Do you think she killed him? Probably. He lost control of his 2009 Yukon Denali, swerved off the road, flipped several times, hit several trees, and finally landed upside down in a ditch. Transported to dead on arrival. Witnesses say Baronis had been driving aggressively prior to the crash. 11 days later, toxicology, his blood alcohol level was 0.218.
Three Jesus. Almost three times the limit. Jesus.
Almost three, yeah.
That's awful.
He died of blunt force trauma. Jesus, what a fuckwad.
Well, like I said, speaking of fuckwads, and they say 1984, Cosby Show premiered on NBC.
Aw.
Also, speaking of fuckwads that you just talked about, on this day in 2001... the U.S. President George W. Bush declared a war on terror. How's that going?
Should have been on himself. I think this is becoming a Rod Baronis podcast from now on. Because we should find names that we haven't heard in forever and then just throw those out there.
And then start talking about that's actually a good idea.
I could have ever imagined hearing again.
That's a good idea.
I legitimately had no idea he was dead.
Me either. I honestly didn't until I saw that. I was like, he's dead, and I had to look it up. Like, I didn't
remember what team he played for, but when you said that name, I instantly was like, yeah, I know that guy.
I knew he played for the Titans, but I had no idea that he was dead. I honestly, if you told me that he kicked for the Jets last week, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense.
He played for the Packers practice squad, then the Charleston Swamp Foxes, then the Bucks practice squad, then the Carolina Cobras. That has to be what, AFL, the arena?
It has to be, yeah.
Were one of the 15 original teams in the AF2 season, with the inaugural 2000 AF2 season. Fuck is
never
that?
Heard of it.
And then Pittsburgh Steelers practice squad, New York Dragons, and then the Titans from 05 to 13. He was there for a while.
I didn't know he was on any team other than the Titans, so that kind of blows my mind.
It was practice squad, so.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That's
fine, yeah. Interesting. Fucking Rod Baronis.
And
going to bring in the viewers.
The last event that happened on this day in 2015, WWE Night of Champions took place.
Where?
In Houston, Texas.
Was not.
Do you remember the main event?
2015 Night of Champions?
Yep.
No.
All right. In the main event.
I'm guessing John Cena might have been involved.
Seth Rollins retained the WWE Championship with a win over a superstar who was forced to retire after this match.
Sting.
And now Sting's living it up in AEW.
Oh, I thought when you said forced to retire, I thought it was a stipulation, but he was fucking buckle bombed him, right?
Yep. Fucked his neck up doing the buckle bomb. That was 7 years ago.
That's insane. I wish they did more with Sting.
They should have.
Remember when he got unveiled in place of that statue, but his face paint got fucked up because he took his hood off and it just was like, why is he there with his fucked up face? Well, that's it for episode 42. Somehow got to an hour and a half. I feel like I say the same shit every single week. We have literally nothing to talk about and still waste your time for an hour and a half.
Thanks, Randy.
So, yeah, hopefully this was at least decent. No brackets. We'll bring those back next week. And then, yeah, basically that's it.
See you next week. Bye.
I was going to say you better fucking.